Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Katie Economics on a Sunday morning. And this is going to be a quick one, but there was a Bloomberg article out about the silver market that came out yesterday with a lot of stunning information, shall we say. And there was one highlight that I wanted to go through quickly here. There was a ton in here, and I will put the link to this article in the description field. Very well worth reading, even if you have to sign up to get the free trial. And I think after we see my New York Jets finally get their first win of the season a little bit, I may come back and dig into this a little bit more on a live stream tonight. But anyway, let's get right to it, because here, sold out in India, panic in London, how the silver market broke. Now, if you were watching about a week and a half ago, the Thursday, when this really started flaring up and you saw the spot price in London invert, go into back, the futures go into backwardation with the spot price soaring, got up to $3 at one point. I thought that Thursday it was pretty safe to say something broke, especially when we saw that surge in the span of an hour or two go from 120 up to 250. This is a spread that doesn't normally go negative, and certainly not anywhere into that territory. I think it did happen once before when the Hunt brothers were around, 1980s, so obviously not something that happens a lot. But here's the key thing, and make sure you're sitting down as you read this one. Obviously, we've heard how now there's a shortage of silver in the LBMA stockpile. I was trying to be careful to say we didn't have a global shortage of silver, but then we started seeing a silver shortage break out in India. I think that's safe to say. Last week, then, it was the Royal Mint warning of delays. So now, maybe not a pure industrial user, but still a company that uses silver, and that's in the heart of London. So not surprising, yet starting to spread. And anyway, that leads to all of this, which I think will knock your socks off for a couple of hours. So let me get to it here. Around 2 weeks ago, JP Morgan Chase & Co., the largest precious metals trader and an important bullion supplier to the Indian market, told at least one of its clients that it had no more silver available to deliver to India for the month of October, and the soonest it could offer supplies was in November. I think it was the Friday after that Thursday where I said the market broke. So not this past Friday, 2 days ago, but let's say 9 days ago, it was the Thursday when that story first came out that some of the Indian ETFs were no longer taking new investment because they didn't have silver. And they said in that article that they expected on the next shipment the silver to be in to replenish that supply. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this is just logistics and they got cut off sides and they don't have it, but it's going to be replenished. So if that was 10 days ago when they reported it, that would have been October 9th. And if we're not getting any silver from JP Morgan until the end of the month, that would be 22 days. Soonest it could offer supplies was in November. When in November? Well, they did not say that here. And we'll see what we find out in this coming week. But I think that's just stunning, especially when you hear we're not done yet. But let's continue on here. As the buying frenzy gathered pace, Satish Dundapty was keeping a close eye on supplies. And he watched in amazement as the bullion dealers who dominate the Indian market ran out of silver in their vaults while local premiums kept surging above international prices. The situation became so severe that Kotak decided to halt new subscription. That's what I was just mentioning. The silver fund, similar funds also followed suit. Talked about the premiums. There you can see them. Spiking to $8 over. And it's wild to see that now I think a lot of people in the silver community have talked about something like this for years, where you could see an environment where there's different silver prices depending on where you go, and that is certainly the case now. And a lot more in here that, again, I think either be back later tonight or tomorrow to dig into, because what happened here is quite stunning. Although, let us get to this part. Because again, do we have a silver shortage in, we have a silver shortage in India right now, but is it, are we really getting to a global silver shortage? And I wouldn't say that's yet been the case, but might have a different view after we read this segment. So breaking the squeeze. The silver market is known for its wild swings, and on past occasions, the market regulators have stepped in to tamp down the price. Hunt Brothers attempted corner in 1980 was broken when the main exchanges prevented traders from taking new positions, allowing them only to liquidate. I'll try and limit this to a sentence or two. The idea that it was just the Hunt Brothers who cornered the market, I think, is a gross mis-exaggeration, is that a word, of what actually happened. Check out Paul Sarnoff's Silver Bulls, I believe it's called. Back over there somewhere. Oh, yeah. There, I can see it on my shelf. Silver Bulls by Paul Sarnoff. There were a handful of groups involved in that. Hunt's also didn't corner gold or the other commodities that spiked at the same time, but we'll continue on. 1998, after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway bought the equivalent of about a quarter of the world's annual mine output and triggered a squeeze in London. A story which I might add, again, I'll keep this quick. We're getting ready the revised edition of The Big Silver Short with a bonus chapter from Vince Lancey, where he shares some amazing stories about exactly what happened on this one. And anyway. So when that happened, the London Bullion Market changed its rules to accept metal that would be delivered to the vault within 15 days rather than the usual 5-day window. And here is the part that, if you're a silver investor and you're not a big fan of the banks, go get yourself a beer or whatever you do to celebrate. I couldn't believe this one when I read it, but the LBMA doesn't see the need to take similar action now, because it views the current squeeze as the result of genuinely short supplies of silver rather than due to logistical bottlenecks as occurred in 1998, according to a person familiar with its thinking. I mean, this is Bloomberg. It's not the Daily Inquirer. So I'm assuming they're not bullshitting this, or that whoever the person is someone that I'm assuming it's someone that's credible. We'll dig into it more this week, but that's accurate. The LBMA thinks that this isn't just we need to get silver here or there. Read it again. LBMA doesn't see the need to take similar action now because it views the current squeeze as the result of genuinely short supplies of silver rather than due to logistical bottlenecks. So there you have it. And one other note that I will be digging into this onto our Substack as well as the channel later this week. We do have a Substack in case you've never been over to goldandsilverdaily.substack.com. Free version there too, if you'd like to try that out. But this was an article from goldbroker.com. Now, I'm not too familiar with Laurent Morel. I think I've read a couple of his articles before, but he had a couple of interesting ones that I came across this past week, and where is our key here? But in recent weeks, industrial clients, which are inherently inelastic, have ended up draining the LBMA's floating supply of silver to a critical level. One bank then refused to lend physical metal to its counterparties. And obviously, that's interesting for a variety of reasons, although, in particular, and we will dig into the article that this links to perhaps later tonight. But part of, I mean, again, that's not a good sign in general. Although, about a week ago, I had someone tell me this, and I'll be clear, this is a rumor. Although, this person told it to me, and he's someone that I would vouch for his credibility. And he also heard it from someone on the banking side. So I think it's appropriate to say at least a rumor is going around. I can't tell you if it's true, although, again, it fits with what we're seeing here. And that what he said was the rumor is that there was a failure to deliver to JP Morgan on that Thursday, which I guess would have been I think the 8th or 9th. And then we see this happening here, and we see that happening here. And in the end, at least as of now, according to Bloomberg, around 2 weeks ago, JP Morgan told one of its clients that it had no more silver to deliver to India for the month of October. So that's an interesting little one. And anyway, a lot more in here. I would highly recommend reading this article. Sold out in India, panic in London, how the silver market broke. And by the time you're watching this, I'll have that link in the description field below. So anyway, again, let's go Jets and hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. That way, if and I think should be able to do that later tonight. But if you read this, you'll see there's plenty more. We could have gone for a lot longer today, but need to keep this quick this morning. But hit the subscribe button, notification bell. That way you can be posted when we dig back into it. And actually, real quick before we go, would just also like to point out, if we look at our pricing, again, these quotes get a little funky once it closes for the week. That spread that I mentioned, which was at $1.20, then went to 250, then it had come back in after metal started leaving, and got around Thursday night. It was down to 60, 70 cent range, floats around a bit. Friday it had widened back out again, and I would like to see these quotes when the markets open back up tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. But at least as of these closing quotes, showing $1.80. And whatever amount it is, I thought that was a telling sign when, it surged up to the $3, then came back in under $1. And at least as these situations go, I mean, sometimes you have, like you had the nickel thing a couple of years ago. Went up, they did what they did, came back in, and that was the end of it. Here it surged, came back in a bit. Despite all the things going on, I would suggest there is still not, I can't see a smooth longer term resolution. I mean, even if metal goes back, say 50 million ounces goes back over to the LBMA, but India keeps buying or we get more rate cuts, ETFs keep adding, how long does that last? It's kind of like the Trump administration with these plans that they're coming out. Well, if we, remonetize this amount of gold and get a couple trillion bucks, then we can pay the budget. But it's like, all right, what do you do next year, 2 years from now? And I've not heard any plan about that. Similarly, the Fed, I don't see, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's hard for me to see how ultimately you get this resolved for reasons we've talked about for years on this channel and I won't get into now. And anyway, the fact that the spread came in after it had widened and now is widening back out will leave me quite interested to see how that looks at 6 p.m. tonight. So, only a couple hours away. Hope your morning is off to a great start and appreciate you being here. Hope this one was helpful. And again, see you in a little bit.